Kellogg, Dr. and Mrs. J.H. Wellington, New Zealand. May 16, 1893. Dr. and Mrs. Kellogg, may the Lord strengthen and bless you both, my brother and sister in Christ Jesus. I have much to be thankful for and to praise God for I am now more active, though not as much so as when I left America. I can step off quite nicely. Rheumatism troubled me somewhat, but my hip and spinal difficulties are in every way greatly improved. I can lie on a very easy bed on both my right and my left side. Wellington is not supposed to be the very best climate for rheumatic difficulties, but I am certainly improving. In the place where we are situated, the sanitary conditions are far ahead of those in Napier, Melbourne, or Adelaide, Australia. Elder Israel and his wife are living just across the road. They have good bath arrangements. I have more conveniences here than in any place I have lived in this country. We have worked to the utmost of our ability to create an interest in this place, at no small outlay of means, and yet the prejudice seems like a granite wall. A few times we have had a moderately large congregation, but the people are afraid of us. In the past, the ministers have fought the truth like tigers. Two of them opposed Elder Daniels with satanic energy, in the columns of the papers and from the pulpit. These men are now dead, but their influence seems to live. The people show that they have been strongly convicted, but they would not yield to evidence. Now they fear that the peace of their hearts and the quietude of their minds will again be disturbed, and they will not come out to hear. We have circulated notices, leaflets, and tracts, which were published at the Echo office. The workers went from house to house. This has been very expensive business, but we have sown the seed upon the ground that has hitherto proved fruitful, not knowing which shall prosper, this or that. A Paul may plant, and Apollos water, but God giveth the increase. The city of Christchurch has had nothing done in it as yet. Dunedin, another large city, where Brother McMasters resides, has not been worked. In Auckland, we have a nice house of worship. Once this was quite a nice church, but many have gone out to other fields, and some have moved away. Only a few are there now. Auckland and the surrounding town are to be worked. Palmerston, a very pretty place, has been cursed by the performances of men claiming to be Seventh-day Adventists who poisoned the minds of the people of the city. On Sabbath, I spoke in a small hall in this place to a few Sabbath keepers. On Sunday, in a large hall, I addressed quite an audience. Robert Hare labored in this place for 3 months and had large congregations, but his work was more after a fanatical description. He pleased the ears of the people, and quite a number who were unconverted signed the covenant. As soon as he left, the interest dropped and all went back. There has been a great deal of poor management in almost every place. Instead of calling Brother Hare away from Palmerston, they should have placed Elder Daniels, or someone with different ideas and manners, to labor by his side who would have preached the word and presented the truth in its true importance. The great interest would then have amounted to something, and the fruit would remain. We have received communication from Hastings, 13 miles from Napier. Since the camp meeting, one man, the proprietor of a large flour mill, has closed his business on the Sabbath. He has a large family who stand with him. Two others have taken their stand in Hastings. Several are convicted in Napier and are asking for some of our ministers. Elder McCullough is away in Ormondville, a Scandinavian settlement. Elder Wilson has been very sick with a severe cold and the measles, and for a time his recovery was doubtful. Dr. Caro and his wife were very attentive to him. A telegram came to us in Wellington to make his case a special subject of prayer, which we did. Prayer was offered in his behalf at Napier. His pulse was 103, but he has been restored. He arrived here on Thursday. We can see that he has had a hard siege, but he is now gaining fast. Praise the Lord for His goodness and mercy to the children of men.
Our public effort here ends next Wednesday. Then, Elder Starr and his wife leave for Melbourne to take up their work in the school. Brother Starr's labors are much needed in connection with my work in New Zealand, but there is no one to take his place in teaching the Bible in the school. I now design to wait, before working in any new place, until some minister fitted to labor in these cities shall be sent to us. I cannot undertake a series of meetings alone. I shall do all I can in speaking where I think it will do good, and while I remain in Wellington, I will write on the life of Christ. Meanwhile, Mrs. Dr. Caro will remove my teeth and make me both an upper and a lower set. I will either go to Napier or she will come to Wellington. I cannot keep my lower teeth much longer.